Welcome back to the roundtable. Thomas Novacek, a writer, a director, laments the woeful parade of actresses who have auditioned for his new play, Venus in Fur. Enter Vonda, an out-of-work actress who is the epitome of every fault he has described. Crude, desperate, and needy. Or is she? In the course of 90 minutes, we discover there is much more to this woman as she turns the tables and takes charge in a really this incredible play about power and powerlessness. It is written by David Ives. It's currently running at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York. And we have the star of the show, Jenny Strasberg, with us, who plays Vonda. Also joining us is Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, producing artistic director at Capitol Rep and director of the show. Jenny and Maggie, thank you very much for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's always great to be here with you.
Love having you here. Jenny, welcome. Nice to have you aboard.
So excited.
Is this your first Cap Rep go around?
It sure is.
How's that going?
It's been amazing. This part and doing this play and being in Albany, I really couldn't be happier than I am at this particular moment. So,
you know, I knew this was, I was reading an article last week, and I believe, which I'm sure you saw, that Venus in Fur was the most produced play over the last year.
Yeah.
In this country. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's for good reason, obviously. It's a great play. why wouldn't you want it?
Well, you know, I think it's a testament really to America right now that we can tolerate and love this play and fall in love with it. It is a comedy, so it is a fun way to laugh about sex.
Yeah.
And so that's always a plus, you know. but you know, it's a little spicy, it's a little racy for some people, and yet it will have more than 22 productions in the upcoming season. And you have to have fabulous actors in this thing. So it's, people have really, you know, shined their buttons to put this play on around the country, and I'm thrilled about that.
Timothy Dinahan, is that how that's
pronounced?
Yeah,
Tim. Yes.
And Tim is plays Thomas in the play, along with Jenny. And this is, I assume, also an attractive play because it is, I mean, without being too crass, it is relatively cheap, right? And, I mean, it's not a, as far as the production
relative
goes, you have two actors, right?
You know, it's very funny that you say that because a lot of times people think that a one character or a two character play is cheap, and you have to pay the actors more. Much more goes into the thoughtfulness for me as a director for the set.
Right.
And so I guess it's economical, but the truth is I saw this play on Broadway, and this is true. The next day I called dramatists and said, I want the rights to that play the minute I can get it for my audiences. I loved the play. It's so smart. It's literary, and yet it's very contemporary. It's got these little twists and turns. It's got a woman that walks around in a leather corset. Come on. I mean, you know,
it was... That's what drew you to it, isn't it, Jenny?
I mean, you know, they have done an amazing job of costuming me and putting everything in the right place, making me feel really powerful and sexy. It's been amazing. You know, it's funny, though, talking about like a two-character play as being kind of an economical choice.
Well, that's always the rule of thumb, right? I mean, people used to say that you could have these big, splashy musicals or plays that were not as prudent for theaters to do because they simply cost too much money, which is why theater was scaling down. And I know that was a trend at a point. But you don't think that's the case anymore.
You know, I mean...
And I'll let you make your point, I promise.
No, of course. For us at Capitol Rep, you know, I've always done a larger cast play followed by a smaller cast play, but not for the reasons that you think.
Right.
Because we don't have enough housing to have all those people here at one time. So it does come down to resources in some ways, but not necessarily the way that you think. It's got to be a really extra fun play if you're going to do a one or a two character play. It really does, because people have very high expectations for getting the bang for their buck these days.
Yep.
And I don't want anything at Capitol Rep to look like, you know, we went on the cheap. So yes, you are right. And on the other hand, I you know, I have to think about other things other than just the money on the stage, because there's the money to put, you know, 14 people up when we do Gypsy, which we are doing, you know, this season as well.
Well, I certainly don't mean to indicate in any way, shape, or form that it's a lesser theatrical experience. In fact, to me, when you can experience two or three wonderful actors on a stage, or even one, and listen to the language and focus much more, I find that to be a beautiful, very pure theatrical experience.
That's why we love you, Joe.
Oh, that's so nice.
I mean, to me, that,
I love you.
I wasn't saying that as a shot, as far as, you know, less people. I mean, to me, it's very much, I mean, I love it. I think it's great. Oh, and 90 minutes, no intermission, get me out. I'm great. That's like, amen. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that to attest to the fact that it takes great actors to be in a two-character play.
To hold on. Yeah.
And this play is a David Ives play, and he is a language playwright. And it is a play within a play, and they do excerpts from a book in the play. And then there's a contemporary story that goes around that to get us through the story. So there's so the relationship that's created on stage is very interesting and layered.
So how do you get to that point where you're able to bring that off?
Well, with this play, because it's a two-character play and it's about 74 pages, I tried to come into rehearsal knowing as much of the material as I could so that we could immediately start just working, or I could immediately start working. That's more of my process. And, you know, other people are different. And with this play, too, Vonda has multiple accents, and there's... I think real worth in putting the time in beforehand so that you could come into rehearsal and play. And I mean, I just had the best experience I've ever had on any show in the rehearsal process. Like, Maggie's amazing, and we just had so much fun playing together, and a lot of laughter and a lot of sex jokes, and you know, it was a great experience. And it's definitely the best thing I've ever done and the hardest thing I've ever done. So,
And give us a sense of the challenges. Is it because there is so much material? Is it because there's so much really on you?
The material, I mean, I love this play, and I have loved it since I read it. And yeah. I love David Ives. I mean, you know, going through the show every night and hearing people laugh, it's just so well written, and it's so smart and funny. And, you know, I think part of what gets you through the play is that there's a mystery about Vonda, and you keep wondering, like, who is she really? And which you find out at the end. But I won't reveal that here. But she, you know, getting through the rehearsal process, I think the thing that I found the most challenging is that this is a very, like, prop, costume-heavy show, and getting the blocking and remembering, okay, at this point I have to unbutton this button, and, you know, all of those, the little things were what surprised me that they were so challenging.
You know, for me, it didn't hurt that both of the actors are physical trainers. Oh. and when we were doing auditions in New York, actually I brought a male colleague along to make sure that I was casting a Venus and a Vonda Venus, who, you know, was really up for the challenge. Very physical show. Same thing for Thomas Novacek. I mean, they are in some states of dress and undress in, you know, in the course of the play, and that's what Jenny's talking about. She's constantly putting something on, taking this off, putting that on, and becoming various forms of the personality, you know, within the show. And they are very physical people. So, and I thought that was really important, even in my casting, so they could keep up with one another.
It's true. I think it takes stamina, and that's been really, it's a workout.
So we talk a lot about this in various forms. I know certainly, you know, whether it be for on television and radio, when you're matching people together, about that chemistry, and of course when you're doing something long term on television, you have time to work on that chemistry. You have to see it right away, right? You have to see that, because you can have the greatest actress in the world with the most incredible physical talent, and then they have to match up with the other person.
Yes, and you know, the way that you audition plays in New York City, the two people are never in the room at the same time. So
that's handy.
Yeah, works out well that way. So you have to, I mean, one of the things you have to suss out is the personalities involved. Will they get along? You know, their acting technique, you know, their personalities, their willingness to be game. I really wanted people in this play that were willing to go for it because they have to take great risks in the amount of differentiation in the various personalities. I mean, I think Jenny does 5 accents in the play, and you have to have people who are very facile and willing to explore it and do it and play with it and not be embarrassed in front of each other. And Tim Dinahan is like that. I've worked with him before. So I was really working for somebody I thought could match him.
And when you talk about not being embarrassed in front of each other, but then does the audience get involved in that of being embarrassed in front of them, or don't are they sort of invisible at
I
some
mean,
point?
Well, the first day that we did a designer run, I just said, okay, I'm going to go down into my bra and panties today just to get it over with. It's like diving into a really cold pool. And then after that, if you can do it for your colleagues, I think doing it for strangers is a lot easier.
Right, because you, my wife's standard why, not in this context, but you know, you'll never see these people again.
Yeah. God willing.
Right, yeah. Is there any, I mean, you certainly, I don't, can you call this edgy? I don't know. Are we sort of beyond that?
Well, that's what I was saying, that I'm so happy that so many theaters are doing this, because it's fun, and it deals with the sexual relationships, but it's not perverse, you know.
So do you take a risk at all in having a show like this and in getting an audience in, or is it easier just because of the name? Is it easier because of the notoriety of the play?
No, I think it is a risk whenever you're doing a play. I don't think a lot of people just, you know, on the street, if you said, did you see Venus and Fur in New York, would say yes. So
and Or know they, what it is.
Or know you, what it is. Yeah. So I think it's really word of mouth, and I think that people say, no, it's really funny, it's delightful, you really should go. You should go, you know, see these performances, you should go see, it's very fun, and I'm not going to spoil the ending for you, so, you know, you find out who the girl is. So I think the play has a lot of fun elements to it, and that's what I said. I'm proud that we don't have to call this one really edgy. Mm. It, you know, it's sexy, it's fun, but edgy?
There's no nudity.
I think so.
No.
There's no nudity, like, yeah. You know, it's sexy without being overtly, mm-hmm. Yeah, sexy. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm. When you, so where are you in the run now? You're.
This is going into our second official opened weekend, but we had previews starting September 27th.
So it's up, and you feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, it's great. I get a real rush of adrenaline before I come on stage, and then I kind of say goodbye to my very sweet ASM, and I'm like, see you in an
that
hour
would be
and 40
assistant
minutes.
Stage manager.
Assistant stage manager. Yes, thank
yes.
you.
I was trying to come up with letters in my head. I was like, oh.
What's that?
I hope it's not that. and then are you still there every night? I mean, are you still?
Maggie's awesome. She watches the show all the time. She's really sweet.
I watch our shows a lot.
Check in, check out, check in,
check
out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I go write a grant, I come back in. You know, I write, I come back in.
Still going to run the theater.
I mean, you know, I still, you know, so I'm always checking it out. I did take a day off last week and I, you know, so I could come in with fresher eyes. So I do miss some performances.
And
but
she still
like
laughs.
Her.
That's what's
I
so
do.
Cool.
I
hear
I,
her laugh. It's great.
I'm the best audience.
She is the best audience. She doesn't get tired of it, which is...
I don't.
Which
I
shows
don't.
That she really loves what she does.
And I still give notes as well when I think that yep. something needs to be sharp. You know?
Well, it's Venus and Fur. It runs at Capital Rep in Albany through Sunday, the 20th of October. You can find out more by going to capitalrep.org. Capitalrep.org. Jenny and Maggie, I thank you so much for being with us. Jenny Strasberg and Maggie Mancinelli Cahill. It's always a pleasure to have Capital Rep here, and I thank you so much for joining us and telling us about this production.
Thank you so much for having us.
Always a delight. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.